such an American. Frank's my friend, no true American.
Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Thank you. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
Ready? There's a time and a place, and the place it is now. Take the smile off your face while you're dressed like a cow and you're frolicking round. Your legs are in the air, there's a smile on your face, but it's covered in hair. Do you want it? Run through the streets like the whore that you are, and you hope pretty soon you'll be struck by the car. But the light of the day tries to keep you afloat while there's pain in your stomach and there's pain in your throat. Do you want it? Do you want it?
Me, I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Follow the power lines back from the road. No one around, so I take off my clothes. Am I the only one in the only world?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Job for too long, too long. Don't
listen to the blues. There's nothing sacred. Breathe in hatred.
Did you like when I count off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. An idea, we can't let it disappear. Searching through the night for someone so dear. Doesn't it feel better when you hold me? How fast the time goes, we say it all the time. Look at the cardinals now, resting on the vine. searching through the day for someone so dear. Doesn't it feel better the sand. How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? How many years must some people exist before they're allowed to be free? And how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times can a man look up before he sees the sky? How many ears must one person have before he can hear people cry? And how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Oh, the answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hey, this is Yul. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Spiraled hair, and I could see it.